We're really glad that you're here and part of the Saturday Light Brigade. And let's welcome Stosh. It's been a while. It's possibly been about a year since we last saw him.
I believe it is. Just about a year.
And Stosh is a longtime storyteller, and he's here today to talk about the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival. This year, it's the 15th annual, and it's at the Winchester Thurston School North Campus. And Stosh, I'm trying to remember, you came to Pittsburgh about three, 4 years ago?
3 years ago, in August.
And from?
From Arkansas.
And it's good to have you here. For
Thank
somebody
you.
That's never experienced storytelling beyond being told stories as a child before they go to sleep, how would you describe this to the uninitiated?
Well, the trick about storytelling to get people to enjoy it and is to get them to try it, especially adults, because a lot of adults think automatically when you say storytelling, you're talking about a librarian reading a book to children. And so we're trying to do more and more events where we get adults interested in, you know, everything's a story. Monday morning at the water cooler, everybody's talking about the football game or the Pirates game or the Penguins or something, or, you know, a group of ladies at church are exchanging stories about what's happening with the kids and stuff like that. So the stories that they'll hear at the festival are very well crafted. We have four professionals, nationally known people and internationally known as well, and stories will be delightful.
As I think about it, if you enjoy comedy and really tremendous comedians, when you think about it, their routines typically are stories, monologues, in which they give you anecdotes about things they've experienced. If you enjoy lectures, right. Going to hear people, those are also stories. And you end up at the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival with very articulate, interesting, well-crafted storytellers or stories from people that are just really, you know, at the top of their game.
Right.
You can also learn about how to become a storyteller. Let's talk about the headliners this year. Who's coming?
First of all, we have Connie Reagan Blake, who is the only storyteller who has performed at every National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee. This year it will be their 43rd festival. And Connie is one of the most outstanding storytellers in the country. Alton Chung from Seattle, Washington, who is Hawaiian. And he is an expert on many fields and stories, World War II, some of the stories about the Japanese. And also, he's famous for his ghost stories. And he will be performing a ghost story on Saturday night, along with some others.
Does he have some stories about Japanese internment, by any chance? You may. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, I do not know that for a fact, but I believe he does.
So some of the stories you'll hear might be serious, some might be funny. All, I think, are going to be thought-provoking. That's the idea.
Right. And we also have Jim May, who is some people might regard him as kind of a farm boy who's left the farm and brought it with him to the storytelling world. He was a radio personality for a while, an Emmy Award winner, and also he is pretty famous in the storytelling community for his kind of down-home humor and tales of being raised on the farm and working on farms. And then Lynn Ford, who describes herself as an Afrolatian storyteller. She is an African-American and a mixed race, and is just put out a second book of her stories, and she tells great family stories. She grew up in a family where her parents and her grandparents were storytellers, and she's carrying on the tradition.
Now, you can get a full schedule and look at everything that's happening, including workshops and sort of preliminary event happening Tuesday, August 4th, just before the festival at Market Square, right, when our pal Tim Hartman, along with Alton Chung, they will work together to have a special kids play activity. That's August 4th at 10 o'clock. And then also Stories for Youth, August 7th at 10 o'clock at Carnegie Lecture Hall in Oakland. All of this information is available at 3RSTF. That's the numeral 3, as in Three Rivers, RSTF.org. The main event that you just heard Stosh mentioning with the four lead storytellers, as well as workshops and master classes, are at Winchester Thurston's North Campus, Allison Park, August 7th and 8th. Now, you brought a story along with you today.
I did bring a legend.
A legend. Always good to hear a legend. Right. I'm going to close my eyes. You might want to do that too, unless you're driving. And here now is a legend shared by storyteller Stosh Ciolkowski.
Once, long ago, there were two brothers. The older brother had inherited all the lands and wealth of the father, as was the custom in their country. The younger brother set out on his own. The lands that the older brother had inherited were actually an island with a beautiful home and lots of beautiful trees, pastures. The younger boy worked very hard and became a fisherman, a solo fisherman, which was not very profitable. But he was married and he was happy. One day, in his net, he caught a creature that was very strange. He couldn't recognize it when he was pulling it up to the boat. And just as he got near the boat with the net, the creature spoke to him and said, "Please release me. If you put me on the boat or on land, I will die." He was so shocked to hear a voice, and he let the net go. He actually helped the creature to get out of the net, and the creature swam a little bit away and turned and said, "For your kindness, I will grant you something very good." The boy wasn't sure what he meant, but the voice said, "Look around on the boat and you will find a bowl, a special bowl. And any time you hold that bowl and say, 'I need this,' it will come out of the bowl. It will appear. It will be magic." And the creature swam off. Well, the boy didn't think that much of it, but he went home. He found the bowl sitting right behind him on the deck. He took it to his wife, and he told her the story. She said, "That seems silly." And he said, "Well, we should try it just for fun." And he did. His small home needed some work, and he said, "I need some lumber and materials to fix the side of my house." In a flash, there was a pile of wood outside, and there were some tools, and was just exactly what he needed. Well, over a period of time, he was able to wish for things that he needed. One of the things that he knew about this bowl that the creature had told him is, once you wish, if it appears, you have to say, "That's enough. Thank you." And so he did each time. And over a period of time, his older brother got news that his younger brother was doing quite well. His home was better looking than it ever had been, and he had newer clothes, and he was being more successful. Well, the older brother decided to travel from the island to the mainland to find out what was happening. And just as he did so, he appeared at the brother's house and was welcomed. And the younger man was having a party for some neighbors. The older brother noticed that every once in a while, the younger brother would go into the kitchen and hold up a bowl and speak. And then he seemed as if things appeared on the dining table, and he didn't see any people waiting on the guest or anything. So the older brother followed him into the kitchen and hid behind the door and heard him say to the bowl, "We need some more salted fish." And salted fish appeared in a large container right on the counter. And the older brother was amazed. He ducked out before he heard the younger brother say, "Thank you, that's enough." Well, as the party went on, the older brother had an idea. He decided that he was going to get that bowl. And he told the younger brother, "I have had a little bit too much to drink. May I spend the night?" And the younger brother said, "Of course." Everyone left the party. And when they retired, the older brother went into the kitchen, took the bowl, and went down to where he had put his boat. His man, who had brought him from the island, was waiting. They got in the boat and started out. As the older brother had left the kitchen, he had grabbed a bowl of rice, something to eat on the way. He tasted the rice and it needed salt, and so he took the bowl and said, "I need salt." And he set the bowl down. The salt began appearing in the bowl. He grabbed some, sprinkled it on the rice, and when he ate it, it tasted much better. But he noticed there was rice coming out of the bowl. And salt coming out of the bowl. And it was spreading onto the bottom of the boat. And more and more and more and more. And he was saying, "Stop, stop, what, don't, stop, stop, stop." He did not pay attention when he went into the kitchen and eavesdrop to the words that he needed to say, "Thank you, and that's enough." And so the salt kept pouring out and pouring out. The boat became full of the salt. The salt was so heavy that the boat sank. And that's the reason that today all the waters in that part of the world are salty.
Stasz Ziolkowski, where did you learn that story?
I got it in a book of tales, legends, and folklore. And I have quite a collection of books from different places. The original story actually has a mortar as the magic container. But when I first told this, I had to stop the story and explain what a mortar and pestle was to a young audience. And it became confusing.
No, I think a bowl.
So I changed it to a bowl.
A bowl was easy to visualize. In fact, I had that. I kept thinking of a bowl about the size of my hands as you were telling the story. So that's an example of one kind of many different kinds of stories that are waiting for you at the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival at Winchester Thurston's North Campus. And there are concerts, there are workshops. You can sharpen your skills. August 8th and 9th are the main dates at the Winchester Thurston North Campus. Anything on the 7th?
7th. Actually, we kick off the festival on the 7th, the main part of the festival, at 6:30 with the Liars Contest. 7 local regional tellers will be vying for the Bowl of Shame, which is a kind of, someone made a handcrafted bowl that we picked up in a Goodwill shop. And actually, the contest is worth winning because in that bowl will be a $50 bill.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's better than a bunch of salt.
Right. And we will have a national-level storyteller who is going to just be a guest attending the festival. He will actually be performing next year at our festival, a man by the name of Adam Booth from West Virginia. And he is going to be the judge of the Liars Contest. So, and that's a lot of fun because there's an 8-minute time limit and you cannot win if you go over 8 minutes.
And is it extemporaneous? It's certainly without notes, but are these stories that folks will have prepared already?
These are stories that they've been working on since they signed up. I invited people to be in the contest. We have 7 liars. Immediately after that, we will have the evening concert with the national tellers.
I know sometimes there's events where you're maybe given an object or a thing and you have to immediately try to come up with the story behind that thing, which can be kind of funny. But these are great opportunities for you if you've been looking as a teacher, attorney, or really no matter what you do, ways to connect with people, you can sharpen some skills at the workshops taking place.
And there are even some pastors throughout the country who are now attending storytelling workshops to hone their skills from the pulpit.
That makes total sense.
Yes. You know, they have a great book to rely on for their stories, and many of them have learned to be able to present their stories in a better fashion for their community.
Well, the Grable Foundation, our friends there, have sponsored youth programs at this year's festival, and also Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, whose grants are administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, has gotten involved too. And additional details, 3RSTF, the numeral 3RSTF.org. We just have a few seconds left. Anything else you'd like to add, Stosh?
Well, all day Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, there will be stories continually, and we will have a concert. Each of the professionals will be on their own for a one-hour concert. There will be 3 regional tellers this year who will be telling, and also the ghost stories finish off the evening. The workshops are wonderful. Sunday's masterclass with Connie Reagan Blake is 6 hours of intense work for storytellers.
That is a long, long time, a lot that's going to be taking place. And by a long time, I mean just a tremendous opportunity to get a really in-depth experience.
Right.
So please stop by the website if you'd like more details. Our congratulations to Mary Morgan Smith and the whole crew for the 15th year, the 15th annual Three Rivers Storytelling Festival. And Stosh, thank you for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
Take care. We're going to celebrate birthdays in a moment or two here at the Saturday Light Brigade.